interceptions you threw, and how would you, what's your plan for sort of attacking that?
You know, the first one, I missed him. You know, I just threw it behind Calvin. You know, so that was just making sure that we get more reps together, and we will. You know, I've only, been working with the first team full-time for a week and a half now. So we'll, you know, that chemistry will build throughout the year, obviously. And, you know, the second one, I was really trying to pull the ball back in and throw it to a check down that just couldn't hold on to the ball as I was trying to decelerate. And but just trusted myself on that one. I had a shot at it and you know, just didn't trust it. And then on the third one, I'm just, you know, I'm taking a chance. The third one, you know, Coach and I looked at it, and, you know, it's kind of different than the other two. That one's where you're trying to make a play to get back in the game, and you're willing to make that throw.
Is the coach Linehan or what coach?
Yeah, Linehan.
Okay. Just overall, what was your, you're coming off that game, is it good just sort of get your feet wet in terms of a regular season game, or do you even look at it in those terms?
You know, obviously, I wanted to play better than I did. Wanted to get a win, you know, for this team and for the guys and for myself. But, you know, at the same time, I did gain experience from it, and I learned from it, and, you know, hopefully come out and play better this week.
Matt, Jim talked about how your mental makeup, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out you have a strong arm and all that stuff, but what impressed them was this mental makeup that would be able to handle a situation like Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything that you might have done in these interviews or interaction with the Lions that would have made them feel that way?
I don't know. You know, I just tried to be myself with all the interviews leading up to the draft and all that, and continued to be that way once I got here. And you know, I think they can look at my track record and understand that I've been through some tough times. Didn't play well my couple games my freshman year at Georgia. Struggled there. You know, had some expectations my junior year, and maybe we didn't play as well as a team as we had hoped, and still battled through and found ways to win, and that's the kind of guy I am. You know, I hate losing just like everybody else, but you got to learn from it and try to play better the next week.
Matt, what did the Saints do? You know, they only had one sack on you, but did they get a lot of pressure on you, or were they just trying to flood the coverage in the back, so, you know, just to make it tight for you to get balls in?
They brought a lot of heat. You know, I got the ball out most of the time. You know, did take that one sack from behind, but you know, they did a good job of getting a little bit of pressure on us. And at the same time, you know, we were really trying to attack them down the field and you know, holding on to the ball. So it was a little bit of both. I definitely could have been better for sure. I think you know, our offensive line to give me plenty of time to make plays down the field just didn't happen.
Matt, at least in the media or publicly during the whole draft process, a lot was made about your accuracy or lack of percentage or whatever in college. Did you find that any teams seemed concerned about that or asked you about it or asked you to change anything in your approach to fundamentals or anything along those lines that suggested that NFL people had any concerns about your accuracy?
Not really. I can't remember a team.
What was how did you regard Brett Favre as you were growing up watching the game? Is that someone you modeled in any way after?
Yeah, I mean, he's an all-time great, unbelievable player, and a guy that, you know, I was rooting against his team and rooting for him to do well because I was a Cowboys fan. But, you know, when they played the Packers, I wanted the Packers to lose, but I wanted to watch him play because he's a great one. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, just respect him for the way he plays the game, is how long he's been playing it and how many, you know, consecutive starts. The guy's one of the toughest guys in the league. I don't care what position. And, you know, he's just fun to watch.
In terms of just being aggressive and going downfield a lot, is that something that in some ways is similar to what he does? Is that anything that you sort of recognize?
You know, I haven't watched him on tape. You know, I've watched him through the TV screen, and he does, you know, he possesses a really strong arm and an accurate arm on the deep ball. And, you know, he's one of those guys that's willing to take chances, and it's fun to watch. And I, you know, I like to throw the ball down the field just like every quarterback does.
Hey, Matt, when you watch film, what have you seen of the Vikings defense? What's kind of stood out in your mind?
I think their front seven really stands out. Just the ability to stop and run and get after the passer with just four guys when they want to, and you know that makes it tough on an offense. And then, you know, their secondary, they've got guys that love to tackle, and you don't see that a lot, around, especially guys like Winfield and Madu. And those guys are just, love to play up in the running game and make it tough for us to break long runs.
Matt, how did you judge your debut? I know it's like almost like the perfect storm against you, no running game, the defense. I think you were trailing before you even stepped on the field. But when all was said and done, how did you evaluate how you did?
You know, I definitely wish could have played better. Wish I played better. It didn't really matter to me what my stats were. If we could have gotten a win, I would have traded them in. For sure. So, but part of us winning games is me playing better than that, and I understand that. And I'm just looking forward towards this week in the NFL. You gotta put last week behind you and start working towards the next one. After the passer, a number of different ways. Teams are going to choose to play me as a rookie, I guess, differently. Some will probably play coverage. Some will heat us up. It's one of those kind of things. You get in the game, you kind of figure out what their plan is. I definitely understand that they can bring blitzes and get after us, and we got to throw hot and get it out of our hand quick. And at the same time, they can drop back and play coverage, and we got to be patient.
Thanks, Matthew.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.